card migration process. Remember, this is for those clients who have, who received their social grants through the SASSA Gold Card. So this is going to affect, this process will affect those clients who need to migrate from the SASSA Gold Card to a Postbank Black Card. And what we found that there have been issues experienced at card replacement sites operated by Postbank throughout the province. There were obviously not, a good number of sites in the province available for card replacements. That was the first challenge. The second challenge was the number of staff that was allocated by Postbank at these sites to assist with the card migration process. The third issue we found was that there was a lot of system downtime during the day on the Postbank registration system. And although Postbank communicated widely, it was still evident that there was more communication needed for SASSA beneficiaries. So what SASSA has done is we've now commenced with a program to support Postbank through this. We want to offer a service to our clients that would be as seamless as possible. And what we're doing is we have availed SASSA staff to assist at all Postbank registration sites. We are assisting with queue management at these sites as well as beneficiary education. SASSA has also arranged a host of outreach programs throughout the province that is currently running and will end on the 20th of March 2025. And at these outreach programs, we've invited Postbank as well as other banks in South Africa. So what we are offering our clients is the option to the Postbank Black Card at these outreach programs, or you could actually migrate to the bank of your choice at these outreach programs, and you could choose to have your social grant paid into your personal banking account. So we try to extend the platform for our clients and, you know, give them options and make the process as uncomplicated as possible for them.
Mm. The list of the sites that you'll be assisting with and some of the additional areas that you'll be operating in, how do we find out where those sites are? Because I think that the big question for many people, because of the geographical distances and between the various sites, particularly within the Western Cape, people, for example, in the southern suburbs are saying, there isn't a site nearby, please let us know where a pop-up site, for example, may be made available. And that information simply doesn't filter through, nor is it that easily accessible to members of the community.
You know, it is true. There are just selected sites in the province, you know, that people, beneficiaries might access or need to access for this process. It's selected to compare in Boxer stores and ShopRite Checker stores. Currently, there are 16 sites that is, you know, across the province that beneficiaries may access. And, you know, we realize that these sites are not sufficient, but I'm not in a position to answer you right now in terms of pop-up sites or, you know, if Postbank will be adding on sites to the current sites. And that is why, you know, I've mentioned the outreach programs that SASSA is busy with currently. So clients may actually access the stores listed by Postbank. If you go onto the Postbank website, there is a list of stores also on the SASSA website, and a list of stores and which municipality the store lies in. Or you may access the SASSA outreach program that's closest to you, and you have the choice there again to do your card migration there or to change over to a personal banking account.
Yeah.
So we're trying to extend the reach and extend the platform to our clients as well.
Yeah. The big issue at this stage is those SASSA beneficiaries who are bedridden and ultimately the Postbank system not essentially catering for scenarios in which, they are not able to physically come to a site to do the transition. What, if any, is SASSA perhaps doing to assist those specific instances in which SASSA may have registered those individuals at their homes but now cannot do the switch because Postbank doesn't have the facility for it?
Yes, we are very cognizant of the fact that there are beneficiaries who are frail and who all might be unwell and who are unable to conduct this card migration in person. What SASSA is busy doing is we are collating a list of names and details for our frail clients who may not be able to access these sites, and we're going to hand over this list to Postbank. And communication will be forthcoming in soon in terms of the plan that Postbank has to address the need that arises in terms of the frail or older clients who are unable to access a card migration site themselves.
Yeah. I'm wondering then also, I mean, today is the 26th of February, the initial deadline would have been in 2 days' time. And surely these things, there would have been provision made for the various scenarios in which, you know, the SASSA beneficiaries would have found themselves in both where they are located, which arguably wasn't adequately addressed, as well as the issue of those who were bedridden. And I'm wondering then why this issue wasn't addressed earlier. I mean, we are 2 days away from the original deadline, roughly 22 days away from the next deadline. And it doesn't seem as if the overall collaboration between SASSA, Post Bank and the Department of Social Development has been adequate up until this point to ensure the efficiency of this particular migration.
In terms of SASSA paying out social grants to approximately 28 million people in South Africa, of these 28 million people, there's approximately, Post Bank has a database of approximately 30% of social grant payments, right? So which means that it's 30% of the 28 million in South Africa that need to do the card migration. And I think initially, of course, the initial deadline was, you know, unrealistic. I think, you know, in terms of what needed to be done and the number of people that needed to access these sites, I think that deadline was a bit short and hence the extension to the 20th of March, 2025. You know, we're hoping should there be a need for us to extend the deadline further, we would definitely communicate this to our clients. But we're hoping to migrate most of our clients, or all of our clients, by the 20th of March, 2025.